Why are Republicans not looking into all these politically partisan investigations? Democrats, they spend millions of what they always call dark money on legal investigation groups. I'm a betting man, and I'm willing to wager that if some big shot political Republican donor applied the exact same scrutiny that Fannie Willis just got, if they applied that to Letitia James or anyone else prosecuting Trump, I bet we could get their cases thrown out too. I'm just saying. President of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, and senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky. All right, Hans, why aren't Republicans doing exactly what we just saw in Fulton County?
Well, I don't know the explanation of that. They should be doing opposition research, intense opposition research on these prosecutors, because they're not acting like unbiased, objective prosecutors. They are acting as partisan hacks who are taking advantage of their power as prosecutors for political reasons. And so they ought to be treated like an opposition political candidate, because that's what they are.
Mm-hmm. Tom?
Well, these are political prosecutions, right? And there's that corruption. On top of that, which we often see where tyrants seek to jail their enemies, those same tyrants are lining their pockets. So this whole process of prosecuting Trump before these two grand juries and these other Americans has been, in my view, irredeemably tainted by this relationship where they were using the money that Wade was earning as a result of his relationship, as being hired by Fannie, to advance their romantic interests and go on a vacation spree. You know, how many vacations did they go on together with once they started dating? Even by their own admission,
right.
What, 4, 5, or 6?
Yeah. And the problem is all these investigations are fueled by taxpayer dollars. And
we saw right. In the Mueller investigation, at the federal case against Trump, you had the two FBI agents,
yeah.
Peter Strzok, Lisa Page. Remember, they had that illicit relationship going with this anti-Trump bias that infected that investigation, so much so they were forced out.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, Tom, Hans, we got to leave it right there. I appreciate you being here.